October 18th, 2022, 0107 hours. In other words, it's the middle of the night. It's Ward Green here. I'm about to see what happens when I turn on my plasma cutter for the very first time. I've got the air hooked up to it. This is the air hose over here. My compressor's already up to pressure, so I've got about 50 pounds on there, but I don't know if this is going to work or anything. I don't know what's going to happen. Don't even know if it's going to come on. Didn't even turn on. What happened? Oh, I'm not plugged in. Okay, yeah. I've got to go plug in my main extension cord first. I'll try that. Okay, good. So far, but we'll have to wait and see what happens now that I'm plugged in. Let's pay attention. Jehovah help us. Came on. It's set at 35 amps currently. And it's set at 220. It detects the 220. So I didn't have the plug plugged in. I just, I'm not used to that yet, where I have to change the plug before I can start. But anyway, this is looking interesting. It's interesting. Now if I squeeze this, we might get some air. I don't know. Yep, we got air, right? It worked, so the air part worked. Now I gotta see whether it will detect the, let's check the disposables or whatever you call them. See whether these things look right. That has to be screwed in pretty tight, I think. Doesn't it? Oh no. See, this part just sits inside. There's no screw on it. It just goes in. And that other piece is already tight. This is high voltage, and here I am touching it. What am I doing? I must be out of my mind. It's not high voltage, but it's voltage. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing. I guess it's safer. Maybe it's okay. Tighten that up a little bit. I'm ready to try this. All right. It's scary. I've never tried this. I feel like I have to have hearing protection. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, it worked. It worked. Did you see that? Let me bring the camera even closer. If possible, here, let's get it even closer. This is the first time I've ever done this, and it's scary. But now that I've seen it already, I'm not scared. I've seen it work in one way there, just for 1 second. Let me lay that down for a moment. Jehovah, help me here. I've got this cord all tangled up. I want to lay this power cord on the floor. There we go. Don't want it dangling. All right, so... Now we have cords on the floor. I don't want fire. You know, I don't want the fire. The molten steel. What's going to happen? If I cut this, it'll be molten steel. I don't want that to drip down onto my ground wire. So I'm going to wrap this ground wire around something just to keep it out of my way. Better? It's better. A lot better. I'm going to keep my main wire and hose, the air hose with the electrical wire over here. There we go. It's a little bit more out of my way now. Out of our way. Now, can we see that? Can you see this? Yeah, I think you can see what I'm doing here. So, but I want to get in real close if I can. I want to come in here and show this as close as I can. Otherwise, you're not going to see anything. I'm going to be doing it for nothing. For nothing. Right, what's the point if nobody can see anything? It's better, I think. It's still got to be tipped down. There we go. So there. Now maybe we'll get a good view of this. It's exciting. We got like, I'm 4 minutes in. I've done nothing. Okay, so see what happens. If we touch contact. You see, we've got the ground wire connected here. We already have a ground clamp. That's going to help us make contact on one side. We have to have the other contact here. So as soon as we touch, we should get some spark, right? And then I pull the trigger. It worked. But I feel like it's going to burn my feet because I don't have any... Oh, I did make a cut. Okay. That's all for now. That's perfect. That's all I want to do. What I want to show you now is I'll show you what I just did. It's exciting because it worked. Did I turn it off? I just turned it off. It didn't shut down yet. Yeah, it has to cool down so the fan runs for a while. But what I want to show you is look what I just did. This proves that it works. Okay? And I used 50 pounds of pressure. But there's the cut that I made. That little cut. That little cut right there. That little cut that I made in starting to cut. That was working. It was cutting. Because that wasn't there before. So that proves it works. We can cut through 1/8-inch steel like butter. That's impressive. So now my next task is going to be... Well, I'm not. I don't want to cut this. This is just a piece of steel. I don't want to cut it. I just wanted to test it to prove to show whether or not to prove that it works, to make sure it works, and then I can do. So you can see that little hole there. That little hole. If I put it up against the white, you'll see. It's not even very hot. The steel isn't even hot. Hardly hot. So that was 35 amps too, and this machine can go up to 50. Apparently, although I didn't try raising it, but I can see that it's not set at maximum on the dial. It was set, well, I can show you. If you see the dial here, it's set where that little pointer is right there, which is, maybe you can see, I see. So anyway, it's set there and full scale would be, you won't be able to see it because my hand will block the light. Unless I do, yeah, full scale is like that. So it's somewhere, it's about 3/5 of full scale or something. That's why it was 35 out of 50. So it's pretty exciting. I know it works, right? But now I don't want to, my idea is not to waste materials. I'm just trying to figure, I'll have to make a practice cut, but I don't want to do that with my feet the way they are. I have to get some boots or something. My socks, right? It's sparking all over my socks, and that'll maybe catch my feet on fire. I don't want to do that. So I just don't want sparks flying on my feet since I have no boots on. I got to figure that out, what I could do. Another thing I could do is have a deflector underneath that would catch the sparks and prevent it from getting down to my feet, but I'll figure that out before I start cutting. The other thing, see, I want to cut. What I want to do is I want to cut my... I don't know if I even showed you these. Yeah, I did show you. I remember. But I'll get my gloves here. Because it'll keep my hands cleaner. I have my gloves. Actually, that might work too, right? But no, I don't want to use that. Yeah, I don't know if I showed you this. I did. I probably showed you this steel tubing. 1 1/4-inch steel tubing. I did measure it. It is 1 1/4. Or did I measure it? Wait a minute. No, I looked at it and I decided, yeah, it is 1 1/4. I wasn't sure, but I actually didn't measure it. But we're not using this. I'm thinking of making my chin-up bar. That's what I'm thinking of doing. So to do that, this is 1 1/4 exactly. 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 Wait a minute. It's hard to show. Oh, there we go. I should just tip it down. No, I want to show my face. That's as well. So it's just, you can see. It's exactly... quite exactly 1 1/4 down to the bottom. Yeah, it's 1 1/4. Anyway, it is when I measure it exactly 1 1/4. When I'm looking at it and I'm pulling it tight, very, very close to exact. So that's what they said it was, 1 1/4, and it is. And the other thing I got is this angle iron. So I want to show you the angle iron, which I've shown you before. But I want to describe what I'm thinking of doing. Okay? Before I do it, I've got this angle iron. right? All right, I don't know if I'll show you. I don't know if I'll show it while I'm doing it either, but because it takes a lot of time. It shouldn't take that long, but it'll take me time to set up, certainly, to make sure I can get sparks, I will keep them away from my feet, and so on. But, I mean, I'm not sure if I will show it or not, but this is the angle iron. That's really heavy duty, 3/16 angle iron, right? So what I'm thinking of doing is having the chin-up bar. Let's lean that there. If that falls down, that can knock the camera over. That's deadly stuff. That's heavy. Very heavy. Okay. Just because it's so heavy, I'm not saying it's deadly. I'm just saying it's if it falls on something, it's pretty heavy. It can do some damage. But this is the steel bar, 4 feet long, that I've got. Now, I can maybe do this, is what I'm thinking. I didn't have a plan before. I thought I'd just weld it on. I could just weld it on like that, right? In fact, I could put it right up against and weld it like that. Weld it at all kinds of different points. If I put it up against the, you know, if I butted it against the end, like, you know, right against the flat surface, I could weld it there as well. But that's not what I'm thinking of doing. My idea is not that. I've got an idea here. It's my idea is to use the plasma cutter. Okay, let me put this back. Put this bar away. It's a 1 inch, 1 1/4 inch. Okay, bar. Did I measure it? Let's measure the bar. Where's my? Oh yeah. Yep, let me measure the bar. It's 1.26. That's a quick measurement. Yeah, so it might be 1.25. It's close. 1 1/4. So, my idea is this. Is instead of, you know, I could do it various ways, but I don't want it to depend on the strength of the weld to support my weight. So I'm thinking, you know, the plasma cutter, and cut. How are we going to do it? So it'll go like this, in a line like that, like in a line like this, so that, yeah, oh, wait a minute, okay, let me show you this, in a line like this, so the bar, if I cut a groove or cut a piece out of here, the exact diameter, very close to the exact diameter, at a downward angle like this, once this is flipped upside down, it'll be downward, and then the bar will just sort of slide in, right? And then I can still spot weld it, but it won't fall out. It won't be held by just the weld. It'll be held by gravity, holding it into the slot. So, I'm thinking of cutting a slot, an angled slot of the right diameter, the same diameter as the bar, right? And then I'll cut this piece in half. It's 4 feet long. Cut it in half and do the same on the other one. Cut two symmetrical notches on there. Now, I don't know how, I don't need to join these two pieces together. I could, right? I could weld them together with another cross piece or cross brace or something to keep them in place. But I could also just bolt them onto my ceiling, onto my ceiling joists with two bolts at the top of each one. And that will keep them from racking or moving sideways if the bolts are tight enough. And then, so even if the bar, you know, was to come loose, it would still be held. I'd know when it came loose because I'd feel it coming loose if it did come loose. But, I mean, it's not like I'm ever... I'm almost sure the weld is never going to give out if I use a weld. But I don't have to use a weld then either. I can just have the bar sitting in the notch of each piece, right? The bar can rest, you know, down in the two notches on each side. By gravity, it can be held in. Although then, of course, if I jumped up and grabbed the bar, I could dislodge it and it could fall out. But I could also put welds in place to prevent that from happening, or whatever, you know, just to hold it in place a little better than that. But I can make it so I could get it out later if I want to reuse the bar for something else. So this is my idea, and I could put welds at the end of the bar to keep it from sliding. So I could, you know, put a little bit of weld bumps on the end to keep it from sliding back and forth too. So that's my idea. If I cut with the plasma cutter exactly the right diameter of notch, just or the right thickness of a notch in this angle iron. This is just red paint on there. If I cut that the right width, then I won't need to add much metal in order to prevent the thing sliding out. So that's my idea. So I like that design because it enables me to reuse things later, right? If I decide I don't want to use this chin-up bar anymore for some reason. I probably will use it, but I don't know. So the other thing is it enables me to reuse the parts, like I said, but what's the other reason? And it also requires me to make, you know, it gives me a challenge of trying to cut an exact width with the plasma cutter that I don't cut too much, right? Because if I cut too much, the bar will slip around a little more, and then I'll have to add more metal to keep it from sliding out the end if it's too loose in the groove, right? So it's like an angled groove. I mean, I've got a magic marker. I have a magic marker right here. See, that is interesting. Yeah, and I have these pants. I got to show you these pants. This is exciting. This is amazing. These are pants that I had years ago, right? Now, if anyone is looking for a reason to believe in Jehovah, look at this. These pants. I don't weigh the same as what I used to at all. Do these pants fit? I mean, you know, you draw your own conclusions. That's pretty amazing to me. These pants, I didn't buy these except for maybe 30 years ago, whenever I bought them, or 20 years ago. How long? Oh, wait, it was probably more than 20 years ago. No, it might not have been more than 20. It might have been 15. It might have been, yeah. It's at least, well, I don't know what it's at least. Well, it's at least 6, obviously, because I bought them before and passed. But it's at least, you know, so it's got to be, but it's more likely, you know, I'd say more than, it's got to be more than 10, because our last trip to Florida, I bought these probably in Florida or somewhere like that. They're like a synthetic pants. They're not cloth. They're not cotton. They're some kind of synthetic. That kind of worries me too. For welding pants, they might be good because they're not going to. They're not flammable, maybe, but they're the kind of material that's going to melt, you know, onto my leg. That's the bad thing. They're not the greatest material for that. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But I've patched my corduroys, and I've got another pair of corduroys that are too small for me around the waist, and I'm going to try to make those bigger. They're way too small, like they're from when I had a 29-inch waist or something. But anyway, I think my waist is 34 now, but still, it's too big. I'm intending to keep getting it smaller, but right now I have to eat a lot because my teeth are bothering me, and I need to feed myself, I feel like, anyway. I'm wanting to feed myself, but my teeth are pretty good today, actually. Things are looking a little better today. That's why I was able to get out and get up and do some work. So what my plan is now, let's just finish this video quickly here, and then I'll figure out, I'll do this some other day. I'm not going to do it today. I got to think about it. But the plan is this. It's like, kind of like that. Let's see if I can make that bigger. I've got the basic line drawn. Get a bigger, a better magic marker. Here we go. Bigger. There we are. It's kind of like that. That's as well as I can draw it right now. It's as good as I can draw. Like that. So the bar would fit in there, slot in. And it's not going to... It slots right in like that with a downward angle. Maybe more of an angle than that, but it doesn't have to be much more than that. Angle-wise, the bar will just go right in there after I cut this piece out with the plasma cutter. That is my plan, you see? And I do, and I cut this piece in half with the... I got to cut this whole piece in half with the plasma cutter. So I got to cut... First of all, I got to cut along here. You know, sorry. Along there. And then I got to cut along here. Turn it this way. Cut this piece this way as well. Or I could just cut the outside. I don't have to cut it from the inside. I can flip. Cut this from here all the way across there to the edge. And then flip it this way. Cut from here all the way across. I'll draw lines on it first where I want to cut it. The plasma cutter should be able to cut through this almost like butter, because, I mean, it cuts. That's 1/8 inch. You cut that like butter. In case you forgot, there it is. Look at that. I mean, I barely did anything. It cut that. I was only using 50 pounds of pressure. I can use up to 70 of air. I was using 50. And I was using 35 amps. I can use up to 50 amps. So, well, I'm confident now that it's going to be possible. I just don't know what the exact settings should be. So, because I don't know the exact settings, I'm going to go meditate and think about it and try and come up with a good starting point, so that the first thing I try is not going to be a drastic, you know, ridiculous failure or whatever. I think it'll not be that hard to do it, but I still want to do a little thinking. So, and I've been thinking an awful lot before I ever tried the plasma cutter. This is the first time I've ever tried the plasma cutter, and maybe it wouldn't have worked, but, you know, why would it? There's no guarantee. There was no guarantee that that would have worked the first time I tried it. I mean, the first time I even turned it on, like, that was I've been busy. That's all. I've been busy with other stuff. And, you know, and this is the perfect time to try it, as I would take that as the success that we had today. Just a little bit of success, but that's all I wanted to see for today. That convinces me it's working. It's amazing. But it's... That little bit of success has convinced me that we can do it, right? Now, I also have to learn how to... I got to figure out... I don't just want to figure out how to... Yeah. I'm not only going to think about how to use the plasma cutter to cut these things. I'm not going to cut the bar. It's 4 feet long. I don't think I'm going to cut that. But I have to figure out where it's going to be put in the shop. Like, up on these... up on those joists, it's going to be hung up there. So... You know, like, you're going to see this here. Oops. Did I turn the camera? Well, what was I doing? Anyway, let me turn the camera. Did I accidentally turn it? I'm not sure. But I'm gonna turn it right now. So, it's kind of like, it can be hanging up here. Right? It can't be. I don't want it to be where there's an electrical wire. Somewhere it can hang here. The bar is going to be horizontal this way, but I'm just showing the brackets will hang down this way. But there has to be 4 feet of room, 4 feet this way. So, you know, I could put it here. Maybe it could be up here somewhere. And they could be hanging, they could be bolted on up there. But that's a little too close to this piece, to the milling machine. I gotta figure out where in the shop I can put this thing before I even start. I want to figure out, because if I can't find a place to put it, then I can't build it. Or I have to modify the design, possibly. So that's the first order of business, is to figure out. I thought I was going to put it... Anyway, I'll think about it. I think, you know where I think I'm going to put it is right over here. Right over here, which is kind of right near the bandsaw there, right where you see the bandsaw in the right there. That's the bandsaw right there, that gray thing. Now, up there, up here, I want to have it sort of here. Like, yeah, because there's nothing here. It doesn't interfere with anything, and if I do come crashing down, I don't know. I don't think I'll come. I'm not planning to come crashing down anyway. But that could be right here. But it's got to be 4 feet. So, yeah, I might be able to use. I might be able to use the workbench. If I put it there, I might be able to use this workbench for some other kind of exercise that I do on the bar, because the bar, I'm thinking the bar might be hanging partly over the workbench, and maybe I can do some other exercises using the workbench as well as the bar. So this is why I'm thinking, just now I thought of that. I never thought of that before. But that's my sort of, I'll think about that. See, that's why it's good to think about things, because I might get a dream in the middle of the night. I might have an idea, figure this out, you know, as to what kind of thing I want to build. So that's all for now. That's all for this video. It was amazing. Just such a tiny little cut that I made. But that cut was not there when we started. Right? And you saw that flame. It's amazing. 35 amps, right? But that's... What is that amperage? Is that the amperage... What's the voltage? Well, the voltage of a welder is usually around something like 50 volts, so 35 amps. It can't, you know, I'm trying to think. That's all it is? 35 amps, that's all it takes to cut through steel. It boggles my mind. I mean, 35 amps is a lot of current, but still, but usually the voltage of a welder is only about 50 volts maximum at the final point of the arc. That's where that voltage is. So even though you're using 220 volts to drive it, and you're using some amperage, like with welding, you can go way up above 50 amps, you know, like... My welder's 160 amps, but I couldn't get 160 amps through the wall socket. It's only 50 or 30 actually through my dryer plug, but because it's 220 volts and we don't need all 220 volts, we only need 50 or something, or 26 or whatever it is we need. At the final point, we're stepping the voltage down and raising the current up. So if we go down a factor of 10 in voltage, we go up a factor of 10 in current, and still have the same power. Power has got to be conserved. You can't gain more energy than you start with. But if we went down to 22 volts from 220, we could get up to 10 times, we can get 300 amps, right? From 30 up to 10 times of the amperage, because voltage times amperage is the power, and that's what's conserved. Anyway, I'm just amazed that so much devastation is done by a mere 35 amps, which doesn't seem like much. But apparently it is. So, Ward Green... 0135 hours. Now it's 0136 hours by my watch. October 18th, 2022. Bye for now.